Over the past couple of decades, black cod or sablefish has become one of Southeast Alaska's most commercially important species. Longliners target them in deep waters off the continental shelf during the same season as halibut. Although stocks are strong, biologists don't fully grasp black cod population ecology. A research partnership in Sitka hopes to change that. KCAW's Robert Woolsey has more.
Just about all commercially utilized species in Alaska are studied intensively, and black cod are no different. There are fishery surveys that go out and count and measure fish and determine their age, and there are landings, tons of black cod sampled by state biologists at the dock. But in one very important way, black cod are different from, say, salmon.
Black cod abundance doesn't seem to be related to the number of spawning adults out there.
Jamal Moss is a research fisheries biologist with NOAA's Auk Bay Laboratories. So what makes it a good year for black cod? Or, in Moss's words, how do the stars align to increase the chances that young black cod will grow to maturity?
All signs point to that happening during their first year of life in the ocean.
Moss is back in Sitka, where he's teamed up with the Sitka Sound Science Center to survey the ecosystem that produces black cod. It's called the Gulf of Alaska Assessment.
Basically, we go out there and we measure physical properties of the ocean, temperature. We also look at phytoplankton, small plants that live in the ocean, and as well as zooplankton, and larval marine fish, juvenile marine fish, so fish that are not larvae anymore but are free swimming, and everything else we catch. So that could range from jellyfish all the way up the line to salmon, sharks, and most recently, Pacific sunfish.
Sunfish? More on that in a moment. Moss believes that the missing piece to understanding black cod survival is somewhere in the ocean environment, especially the kind of food and the quality that the juvenile fish need to survive. As school children in Alaska anyway, we're taught all about the life cycle of salmon, and black cod, which are bottom dwellers, seem remote and mysterious by comparison. But it turns out that black cod have a fascinating beginning.
After they hatch, the larvae rise to the surface, and they actually spend most of their first year just in shallow waters out in the ocean, but at shallow depths, let's say the top 3 or 4 fathoms, and feed on plankton and other marine fish and critters. And then they move closer to shore and typically rear in nearshore habitats before they start moving out into deeper water.
The objective of the assessment and its companion tagging study is better management of an important commercial species. But Moss says the bonus is a deeper knowledge of the changing ocean environment and how it affects all species. And the ocean is changing. Beginning in 2014, oceanographers detected a massive area of the Pacific Ocean that remained at higher than normal temperatures and is just now dissipating. Nicknamed the blob, the phenomenon was created by a rare combination of ocean conditions rather than by climate change. Nevertheless, Moss's surveys during the blob produced an atypical data set.
We had pomfret, which are pelagic fish that are typically offshore. We saw those fish come inshore. They were eating a lot of the juvenile rockfish, Pacific Ocean perch in particular. In 14 and 15, we also saw Pacific sunfish, 800-pound fish that we were bringing on deck at times.
Moss says we need to understand what trade-offs are happening in the ecosystem and if they favor traditional commercial species or other fish that are important ecologically, but maybe not commercially. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.